Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, Heads of State and Government, the Director General of FAO, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, I am greatly honored and indeed privileged to address the 39th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization Conference to debate on the theme, Breaking the Cycle of Rural Poverty and Hunger by Strengthening Rural Resilience, Social Protection, and Sustainable Agriculture Development. Mr. Chairman, this is very relevant to my country. Allow me at the outset to congratulate Professor José Graziano da Silva on his re-election as Director General of the FAO for the next 4 years. We consider his re-election as a confirmation of the confidence and trust that we have in him to steer FAO to fulfill its mandates to achieve the global challenge of eradication of extreme poverty, hunger, and undernourishment. Mr. Director General, be assured of Malawi's support on this task. Mr. Chairperson, like other low-income countries, Malawi depends on agriculture for her economy. Agriculture accounts for about 30% of the gross domestic product and 80% of the country's export earnings. The sector further employs 80% of the workforce and provides a major source of livelihoods to over 80% of our population that mainly lives in the rural areas, subsisting on agriculture. Mr. Chairperson, the government of Malawi realizes that to reach the majority of the poor households who are based in the rural areas, there is needed to prioritize agriculture sector to ensure inclusive growth and poverty reduction. The National Policy Framework, Malawi Growth and Development Strategy, places the highest priority on agriculture among other key priorities. This is supported by the Sector Policy Framework, Agriculture Sector-Wide Approach, which outlines strategies for achieving the MGDS targets in the agriculture sector. Our national policies are linked to the Millennium Development Goals, and the sectoral framework is aligned to the Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program, CADAP. Mr. Chairperson, the smallholder farmers are seriously constrained, such that they have limited access to productivity-enhancing technologies, including fertilizers and improved seed varieties. From 2005, the government of Malawi has implemented the Farm Input Subsidy Program with the aim of increasing agricultural productivity to improve food security at both household and national levels. The program has been making available to smallholder poor farmers a package of inputs comprising improved seeds, fertilizers, and pesticides at a subsidized price. This program has been associated with improved productivity and increased maize production, with surpluses recorded over the past 9 years, except the previous growing season, the 2013-2014. For the first time, Malawi was able to export maize against the long trend of massive food importation. This season, however, Mr. Chairperson, we experienced unfavorable weather conditions characterized by late onset of rains, flooding, prolonged dry spells, and early cessation of rains. Consequently, we are projecting to have a general decline in production of most of our crops as compared to last season since 2005-2006. Our staple food crop, maize, is projected to drop by about 28%. While our government recognizes the poor population, that our population will be able to complement their staple food with other cereals and cassava and sweet potatoes. However, provisions have been made to procure from locally and from within the region to meet our maize requirements. We thank our development partners who have pledged to support us to procure maize and restock our strategic grain reserves to ensure that we do not starve. In responding to the disaster that hit our country, government, in collaboration with the partners, worked very hard to help our suffering brothers and sisters with food and temporary shelter. government with support from development partners as well as the non-state actors provided some early maturing crop varieties to farmers to utilize residual moisture so that farmers do not completely miss the season. Government also stepped up the campaign to maximize irrigation facilities. To mitigate adverse effects of climate change on food security, the government of Malawi has developed the Green Belt Initiative, which aims at intensifying irrigation farming in different localities along our lake and other potential rivers. The initiative will ensure that we get good crop harvest under irrigation and the possibility of getting 2 or 3 harvests in a year. Furthermore, government is promoting better land husbandry and climate smart agriculture as integral components of agricultural development. Government is also encouraging diversification of farming enterprises to include livestock as well as fisheries. Under livestock development, government in collaboration with other players, including development partners, is implementing small stock livestock programs to enhance wide ownership of livestock. These are usually used as alternative sources of income besides being reliable sources of proteins for the population. In the same way, government is encouraging aquaculture and is supporting the fish farmers with fingerlings for stocking in their ponds. Fish is the single most reliable source of protein for communities because of its wide availability and affordability. Mr. Chairperson, considering the limited number of people reached with subsidized inputs coupled with climate variability, there are sections of people who remain without food. This number has been fluctuating over time. To protect these smallholder households, the government of Malawi developed and approved the Social Protection Policy in 2012. The policy recognizes that poverty exists in 3 categories: ultra poverty without labor capacity, ultra poverty with labor capacity, and moderately poor. Thus, Mr. Chairman, specific programs have been designed to cater for each category of poverty with emphasis on rural poverty. Programs designed to especially assist the ultra poor without labor include social cash transfers, school feeding program, and food transfers. Social cash transfer program is underway in 18 districts, while the school feeding program is reaching 1,991 primary schools across the country. Social support programs for the ultra poor with labor include public works program, village savings and loans, technical skills, community savings and investment promotion. These programs are being implemented across the country and have already been producing commendable results in reducing poverty. The moderately poor are being targeted with microcredit facilities, skills formation, as well as long-term public works program. Mr. Chairperson, let me conclude my remarks by saying that agriculture is very important in as far as addressing widespread poverty is concerned. We therefore need to take deliberate policy measures to promote agriculture because we know the benefits are wider and more inclusive. The programs that strengthen rural resilience in the wake of natural disasters need to be supported. I thank you for your attention.